Welcome back to day two of renovating my friend's bunny playground.
This room used to be a giant bunny cage with over 40 bunnies running around, and now we're renovating it. We're given only $3,000 to complete this renovation, which isn't much, so we're selling anything we can to increase the budget.
We got more in the budget!
We listed all this stuff for sale. The game plan is to move all the furniture to this side, cut up the carpet, and keep moving the furniture.
As I'm ripping up the carpet, I could tell that this was going to be a lot harder than I thought. After one row, I was already tired, so Keith came in and tagged me out, and he quickly realized the same thing.
Perfect spot if you had a little tramp stamp right there.
In a perfect world, all this furniture is gone and we wouldn't have to move it to rip up the carpet, but if you're new here, nothing ever goes as planned. We just kept banging it out as much as we could, and we actually found out this carpet was laid in 1996, which was pretty cool.
It's time to go wake up Sophie. It's 1:21 p.m. Good morning, sunshine.
Well, we may have a little problem. What is it? So, we have two cats, and currently, they only have one.
I'm gonna go find the cat that you let out.
He wants to run and never come back.
Ready to rip up some carpet?
Stop, lock, and drop it.
Damn, girl!
Damn. Yeah, so?
My therapist won't call me back.
If this carpet is an indication on how this project is gonna go, it's gonna be a long ride. I'm really excited to take Keith and Sophie along on the journey though, especially Sophie and teaching her how to do all these things. I really think she's gonna feel empowered by the end of this project. Hopefully she doesn't get stuck by any more rusty nails and have to schedule a last minute appointment for a tetanus shot. We have a long way to go on this project, so if you don't wanna miss day three tomorrow, make sure you follow me here at Real Life Renovation.
We found the cat, so all is good.